Siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje uhlelo asiyihluzeni bomama. Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 of the Voice of America. This Thursday, the 24th of December, 2020, on the eve of this year's Christmas, we thank the Lord that we've managed to go as far as this. This year has been such a challenge because of the coronavirus. Lumnyaka ukhanya ube mubi kakhulu kungenxa yobhubhane lolu ole coronavirus. Tinokuchingamidza yama dzinodiwa. Tiri kusangana muchirongwa chedu ngatikurukurei madzimai. Pa Voice of America pa Studio 7. Muchirongwa nhasi ndakamirira Marvelous Mhlangama Nyawuye pamwe chete nasitandikile Mhlanga ndini Praxedes Jeremiah. Tiri kukurukura nezvinhu zvakasiyana tsaukana. Sezvo ari riri zuva rakadongorera pazuro rekisimusi mangwana chaiyi. Gore rinoranga rakangooma kuvanhu vakawanda pasi rose. Zvisinei kuti kuZimbabwe, kuAmerica, kuUK, kune dzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica, South Africa, kunana Ghana, kwese kwese zvinhu zvanga zvakangooma, vanhu vese varungoti zvanga zvakavaomera. Vamwe vakarasikirwa nemabasa, vamwe havasi kutokwanisa kana kuwana chekudya chekuisa patable kuti vadye nevana. Zvikuru sei kunyika dzichiri kusimukira dzakaita seZimbabwe. Kutaura kuno, wandu wevanhu vakatestwa vakawanikwa vari positive kuZimbabwe necoronavirus kana kuti COVID-19. Vanosvika ivo zviuru zvinodarika gumi nezviviri, 12,656. Ukatarisawo zvekare kuti pavanhu vakafa nezuro chaiye pane vakafa vana vakabva vawedzera huwandu hwevafa kusvika pari zvino kubva muna March pakapinda chirwere ichi muZimbabwe vanosvika ivo 330. Namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sizakhangela ngokwecoronavirus. Sikhangele njalo ukuthi wonalo umnyaka uhambe njani kuze kube manje. Abanengi bakhala ngokuthi kube kubi kakhulu kibo, kube kube nzima ukuthi baphile bephansi kwama-lockdown, kungabe kuseSouth Africa, kungaba kuseZimbabwe, kungaba khona pa-Emelika, kungaba njalo ngase-UK. Kodwa ke izinto bevele zingamanga kuhle. Yikho ke sizaxoxa ngakho konke khona lokho. Sikhangele ukuthi okwamanje kusukisela ngombimbito ubhubhane lolu lungena eZimbabwe, sokube labantu abahloliweyo batholakala beligciwane le-coronavirus abedlula inkulungwane ezilishumi lambili, 12,656. Izolo kunje kuhlolwe abantu abedlula ikhulu batholakala bele COVID-19 abangaba 112, ngwafa abane. Okukweze inani lasebebulewe yilolu bhubhane kwaba ngamakhulu edlula amathathu, 330. Sizakhuluma ngobhubhane, sikhulume njalo ngokunye okwenzakalayo empilweni zabesifazane. Kube njalo labanye akade besenza imisebenzi yabo yezandla bezama nje ukuphila kodwa ke bekunzima. Tichakurukurawo zvekare nemadzimai ari kuZimbabwe, vamwe vari kuitawo zvidavo davo zvokungozviraramisa munguva dzino dzakangooma kudai. Asi musati ndaenda mberi zvakanyanyisa, ndine munyarikani wandinaye parunhare. Tinokuchingamidza mai Nosisa Do.
Hello.
Makadini.
Ndipo makadini.
Yeho. Nkosikazi Nosisa, wena ke uyisizalwane seZimbabwe esesihlala eGhana. Yeah. Ungasichazisela ukuthi nana wena ke ubone njani umnyaka lo oka 2020?
Abingelela bonke abantu abalalelayo, abasalalelayo sikhuluma isixoxa nje kathesi. Ngisifisela ikhisimusi enhlaba yethu kusasa lonke. Ngomnyaka ka-2020 uqalise nzima and mina ngikumedia fraternity.
Yes.
So thina kumedia we had to really carry out ama-campaign kakhulu ukuthi sitshela abantu ukuthi hey sokulo mkhuhlane onje. So emsebenzini sisenza ama-tests, sisenza ama-videos, sitshela abantu ukuthi hayi gezani izandla. Sisebenzisa ama-sanitizer. Ligqoka ama-mask, ungaziboni ukhwehlela ongawujayelanga, utshisa umzimba, you know, usehluleka ukuphefumula, bonela ama-numbers eGhana Health Service ngapha eGhana, babuye endlini bazokukhangela kumbe uhambe esibhedlela nje ubatshela ukuthi awuzwa kuhle. Njengoba ngapha eGhana imalaria yejayelekileyo, but i-corona yabuya la ilama-symptoms amanye anganasilahle ngani imalaria, so abantu bebengani babengathathi serious. Sosangena ku-lockdown ngo-March eGhana. And then sasesiphuma ku-lockdown after about 3 weeks. Ama-restrictions ayakhona, our travel sasingavunyezwa ukuphuma like two airports or ama-land borders. But i-airport ivulwe mhla ka-September 1 and then ama-borders alokhe closed. To the beach, I will finish for now. Kodwa mina, mhlaka 28 October. Ngavuka nje ngizwa uhlelo. Ngikhanda lichayayo, natha amaphilisi ngoba ikhanda leli alihambi, alipheli. Ngikhe lobuhlungu. Ngahamba emsebenzini ngaphenduka, ngoba ikhanda leli hayi lokho elingani alihambi. You know, no matter what I do. Ngasebenzisa ukuthi ngingene ngishone ndlebe eRomini ukudla kwami konke kulethwe eRomini khonapho ngisebenzisa imiganu engajintshajintshi imiganu ukuthi ngingathelela ukuhla abantwana lo mkami and kwakunzima kakhulu kwakunzima.
So singathi wena waba lama mild symptoms yini kumbe abesevi?
Mina ngabona amadokotela amaningi besenza ama-categories ayi-3 ukuthi lokhu ku-mild, lokhu ku-serious and lokhu kunjani njani. But mina ama-symptoms engangilawo ngibone engani hhayi ekhatha across ama-categories wonke. For instance, mina I never lost my sense of smell and taste. But I had a challenge with hearing at some time.
Okay.
And then ngansiba le memory like a brain fog. I couldn't answer simple questions. Indaba ze confusion. And then ngakhona ke ngisho ukuthi ngiyabe ngiginqa kakhulu kodwa ngingachisi. And then inika nje ukuphefumula nje kwakunzima. Ukuphefumula kwakunzima kakhulu kimi. Awuphelelwa ngumoya, ukudinwa, ukudinwa ongajayelekanga, ukuthi awufuna ukulala, lokho umzimba wabo ukusinda, i-fatigue, it was very severe. Lokutshaya-ke likhanda lokho.
Kodwa walaliswa yini esibhedlela? Wahlala yini esibhedlela okwesikhathi?
Esibhedlela babethatha labo kuthiwa even i-inhaler ayisasebenzi. So mina because ngi-asthmatic ngahle ngaxasha ukusebenzisa i-inhaler engathona ukuyisebenzisa when I was around 19 or so. So bantshela so ukuthi ngingabona u-inhaler engane ayisasebenzi akusangincedi kumele ngingene esibhedlela. So eGhana ama-cases amaningi people were at home. Ama-cases la aqalisa ngo-September, October. Umkhuhlane ufika lapha kuqala, yes, anybody who test positive babekugcina, bekumonitor and all. But mina ngahlala ngangisendlini the entire time and then isibhedlela sizabe sifona, si-checka, ukuthi namhlanje kanjani nilele njani and then endlini kumele bakucheck I think every 3-4 hours nje bakucheck ukuthi uright bangakuyeduzanye of course bayavula umnyango nje babona ukuthi bakubize nje ukuthi uyavuka because enye ingozi ekhona yena le ukuthi umntalalalala angasavuki futhi umkhuhlane lo fatigue nani lani so mina ngani ngikhaya most of the time and then ngase ngidinga imithi ahamba kuma platforms you know njengaba ama platforms abo Zimbabwe women in journalism ngazuza a lot of tips from fellow colleagues fellow women abase Zimbabwe who are journalists
yes
bani abake badlula kukho banika ama tips amaningi I mean abanye ngabakhuluma amabizo abo omerate njombira abantu so many people were helping ama tips ukuthi ulale ngesisu you know kwenza ukuthi sikhohlela lesana esiza block amaphapho sibuye phezulu you know abanye bentumezela ama video ukuthi kumele uguqe phansi ufake ikhanda phansi ukhohlele lokhana ukuthi konke okusethukeni kuphume ukuthi kungablokheki even though ngase ngiqalise ukuthatha ama-antibiotics and then ngapha eGhana labo they really believe in ukuthi imithi isezihlahleni is around us so ngapha eGhana lakho ngangithatha ama-locuzen in addition to i-vitamin C ama-capsules lana i-1000 still have challenges with insomnia. I still have challenges. So back to Kona, it's called long COVID. And there's a study that is going on around the world about people who have tested negative but are still struggling with ama-symptoms and COVID. Ama-long-term, ama-side effects. So, kukakathekile kakhulu ukuthi abantu bagqoke ama-mask, basebenzise ama-mask, bageze izandla zabo. Ngikhonapha angikwazi ukuthi njengomuntu waziwayo ukuthi wena ngigqoke i-mask yami ngisenzani. I don't know ukuthi where I got it from.
Yeah.
So ukhangele izimali ezasetshenziswayo ukutesta, first time positive, ukutesta ukuthi so-negative. Amaphilisi imithi yakhona involved. Amafuthi izinto okumele ziyenziwe and the psychological and the mental torture that comes with it. It's better to avoid konke lokho by just not getting it, your new coronavirus. Kungcono ungogqoka imask utshiselwe sibili kodwa ungawuzuzi umkhuhlane lo because still so it's abantu abaningi abanamali yama-check-ups. So abantu abaningi abakwazi ama-underlying conditions abalawo. So omunye umuntu engasila nge-coronavirus does not mean omunye umuntu will.
Yeah.
Asiwazi ama-underlying conditions.
Yeah, what do you say? Can you just briefly say out your, explain your experience in English now? When you contracted the COVID-19.
Okay, in English.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so on the 28th of October is the day that I recall feeling very unwell, feeling uneasy. I couldn't quite, you know, put my finger on it, but I knew I had a headache that even after taking paracetamol or any other, like, medication was not going away. I on the 29th it got worse and I stayed home. It's only on the 4th of November that I got tested and after about 12 hours the hospital called to say I was positive and I should go into isolation immediately in my home and separate myself from my children and my husband, which the call in itself was very traumatic for me. Yeah, it was traumatized. I was very traumatized after that because as a journalist, I mean, I was well aware what this was. I spoken at length about it to my team, to viewers, where I work, and I worked on a lot of productions for clients and ourselves to get the message across to people that, you know, they need to take the necessary precautions, wash your hands for at least 20 seconds under running water with soap. Sanitize your hands, you know, wear your nose mask, and, you know, social distancing. And here I was, you know, the one that now was unwell. And I couldn't even pinpoint where I could have possibly contracted it. I was at a loss as to where that could have possibly happened. So I stayed home, and I did isolate in my home. It was very difficult because my children are very young and wanted to know what's going on with me. So what I did was the hospital would call and check on how I was doing, and, you know, told me that should I find myself really struggling to breathe because I'm asthmatic, and they prescribed an inhaler for me, which I hadn't used since I was 19. If that inhaler failed to work, then I should be rushed over to the hospital, obviously calling in advance so that they protect themselves as well prior to my arrival. That never happened. I never had to be rushed to the hospital. But
thank the Lord for that.
We thank God for that, yes.
Yes.
And, you know, my family never did get tested, but, I mean, we were monitoring if they would get symptoms. I had symptoms that I felt cut across the various categories that I've seen. I've been put out there because in as much as I was not admitted into a hospital, I did have issues with confusion and not being able to answer basic, simple questions. And I had, I never had a cough, which is one symptom that people look out for. I never coughed at all. Some of the chest pains I had was from the sleeping position, not from the coronavirus itself. And I had the never-ending headaches. Mm. You know, my eyes were bloodshot, like they were red constantly throughout this period. I'm not too sure why, but they were just extremely red. Mm. And once in a while, my fingers, my toes would tingle. I couldn't really quite carry things. But on the 20th of November, I had to go for another test after about 2 weeks. And I tested negative, I was happy about that result. But it later turned out, you know, I got the result and thought I was fine, tried to get back to my normal routine. And I realized that a negative result does not mean you fully recovered, because fatigue and breathing was still an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, even driving, I even had a car accident after thinking I've recovered, and I wasn't ready, basically, to be on the road and to be working. So the issue of long COVID is something that media houses and I'm sure the medical fraternity should continue to look into, that those who have recovered, you know, what's the state of their lungs and their bodies after, you know, this virus has left. Mm. But it wasn't an easy experience, even mentally. So the issue of mental health is critical, because you are taking all this medication and all these, you know, vitamins and trying to eat healthy. You're not quite sure whether it's working or not. And when you have kids who also watch CNN and other platforms where they hear these figures, you know, my children would come up to me and ask me if I would die, if I was going to leave them. You know, so it was mental torture for everybody around me and myself as well, because I didn't know whether what I was doing was working.
I can imagine. I can just imagine.
So people need to really avoid all the symptoms and the financial, you know, side of the financial impact, the psychological impact and physical impact of this virus. People really need to pay attention to what's required in terms of not getting the virus and protect themselves, rather than going through all these things that I went through. And I'm here. I mean, I don't have my own family here, but there is a community of Zimbabweans that we're standing in prayer, you know, sending very encouraging messages, the embassy sending very encouraging messages to me, and my neighbor, although at some point I was afraid I had infected her because she was with me in my car when I was sick and I didn't know it. She turned out not to be sick, but she went the extra mile and she was preparing meals for me and my family and placing it at our gate nearly every evening at her own expense. So that was another side of this virus, was the other side of humanity, the beauty of humanity, the beauty of people coming together to help each other out during a difficult time. Because I thought she'd be upset with me that I was sick and she'd been in my car and she's got really small, a baby. But, you know, she actually chose to be preparing meals for us and my family. So that was the beautiful side of it, that I got help from unexpected places, from fellow journalists in Zimbabwe who are women, from my neighbors, from the Zimbabwean community here in Ghana, from, you know, it was just a negative and positive experience all at the same time.
At the same time, yeah. Regati dati yambukire kuchishona now. Ngangoti ni muchidimbu chaunokwanisa ichocho ndoziya kuti wakarerekera zvikuru kuchinjevele but ngoti muchidimbu zvawakasangana nazvo
coronavirus ndakarwara necoronavirus. I think ndakatanga kunzwa symptoms 8th of October. Soro aitema, ndikatora mapirisi. And then on the 4th of November, ndakaenda kumatesta, tested positive. Hospital vakafona about 12 hours after the test. But kana uri positive, vanofona as soon. But kana uri negative, sometimes even the next day, maybe, nema emails, ne text message. But vakafona around midnight, kundoudza kuti, you know, kana, you know, mrume wako, nasi mbetu, nga aende kunorara somewhere else, vana, you know, be by yourself in bedroom mako, make sure kuti zvinhu zvaunoshandisa kitchen, you know, haushei navo, your toothbrushes, Saka, yeah, and I got around about 15 days, and it was difficult. Now the Shona is going, it was difficult, but
wakabatsirwa nevamwe here
vekuZimbabwe. Ndakabatsirwa nemaZimbabwe ari kuno kusterek, especially nema prayers. When I check on you, achindi namatira embassy, and then kuZimbabwe. The RIPA group, you know, the Zimbabwe women in journalism, Zimbabwe women journals. And IPA popa my journalists, we had already experienced COVID. So I was in the tips, kutitora itu, you know, my pirite kutenga, my drugs, my vegetables, my food, kusima every day. So I was ndakabatsirwa nevanhu vakawanda vamwe. I don't even know them, but the kabatsirwa nevanhu vakawanda. Saka COVID, for me, my breathing problems, you know, msoro, my cold sweat, you know, tokeza kana four times per day, chichinja mbatya, chichinja mashiti, because the whole bed ningeri wet, asindisina high temperature. And ndakumbokosora, saka vamwe vanenge vachiti muna nokosora ne COVID, muna ne temperature ne COVID. Inini ndanga ndisina kana temperature. And ndakumbokosora. Saka don't judge from the outside kuti munhu ane COVID akadai. Azvishandi, muna anotestwa kuti anayo kana kuti haana, because vamwe vanhu vanokwanisa kutogara vasina kana symptom one. But vachitaura, vachibvisa maski, vachitaura
kama desk evanhu vachishandisa mapene evanhu kumabasa vachibata madoendo zevanhu vasina kusanitize and all that because munhu wacho anenge achiluka like ari healthy meanwhile munhu maybe body yake iri strong because we don't know kuti we don't know how strong our bodies are until they are attacked. Saka vamwe they survive, vamwe they don't. But vanhu vane ma underlying conditions, my high blood pressure, my diabetes, vaasinga vama vasi kuti vane ma problems because mari dzacho dzokuchekwa havana. Saka vanongo survive from day to day, vasingazivi kuti ndaane sugar, ndaane chii. Saka ukazoisa coronavirus ipapo, it's a disaster.
Yeah. Inenge yato disaster.
Vanhu vanofanira kushandisa ma mask, saka ma mask, maoko, ili soap 20 seconds under running water, sanitizer, social distancing for Christmas apa. Izvo kuti munhu hama yangu, you know, anokwanisa kukurwara and you don't know it.
Tiche nguva dzedu ndodzadyana mai nosisa do watching iti ilizwi lokugcina ongalichiyela abalalele ngecoronavirus ngekhisimusi kunje ungabe ungunike njalo lethuba lokubingelela izihlobo labangani.
Okay, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Hayi, ngakutsho nje ukuthi abantu bakithi sinanzelele singadinwa ukugqoka amamaski lokugeza izandla lokusanitiza singadinwa ngoba imali ezizangena umntu esigula ziyethusa njalo i-mental health iqakathekile ukuhlutshwa umkhuhlane ongaziwayo osarisetshwa lanamuhla kuyasinda engqondweni so kungcono ukuthi ungaguli kodwa nxa ulalela usilalela lapha sixoxa and usulayo leyo coronavirus ngiyacela nje ukuthi ubambelele enkosini uyothandaze ucabange ikusasa yakho ngethuka uplani uzwayo ofuna okufunayo nje mina ngabhala an article ngesikhathi sonyeso isikhathi ososiphiwe la ukuthi uhlale phansi wedwa uyagula ye kodwa isikhathi la ukuthi ukucabange njengempilo nje ukuthi lapho sila khona ubona ukuthi impilo yakho ufuna ukuthi ihambe njani unathi imithomelo inathi ukusteama usteame at least 3 times a day usteame nxa kulama lemon igarlic onion uboyile konke uzinathe uzinathele le honey yakho ngahafu unathi isifuba sakho kumele sitshone sigudumala unganathi amanzi aqandayo efrijini ungaqali unathi into ezigudumalayo ube nethembe enkosini nje xa usilalela nabangikhaya ngababingelela omama abaseRichmond Mrs. Mkandla lo Mr. Mkandla abaseRichmond lemuli yakithi abantu bonke abakomazibuko kobulawayo abantu bakomlotshwa abakohadebo abantu bakondiweni abantu bakotshabango abantu bakontuli oncebetsha zanye kakhuluabangelela konke ngiyayikhanuka izimbabwe bakithi basinyendele ngapha
hayi sonke sinje vele hayi ngiyabonga kakhulu nkosikazi nosisi ndo njalo siyayibonga inkosi ukuthi hayi siyayibonga inkosi ukuthi usindile kulolu bhubhane
ngiyabonga kakhulu nje nothenda isishona sengathoma isikhulu
okay. Ela ubele khisimusenhle. Siyabonga inkosi ngokusindisa uNosisado. UNosisado isizalane seZimbabwe esesihlala kweleGhana njalo uyintshatele izindaba. Sisebenzelaye eZimbabwe kathesi usebenzela eseGhana. yena ke ube wehlelwe lihlupho lokugula lokuthathela umkhuhlane lo owe COVID-19 wagula kodwa ke siyayibonga inkosi ukuthi usindile awuyo angari nosisado wanange ndirikukurukura naye muchirongwa chedu chanhasi achikurukura nezvakamuwana apo akabatira chirwere checovid-19 asi akanovhenekwa iye zvinezvi akawanikwa asisina chirwere ichi asi anora anoti iye ari kukuzuzira vazhinji kuti varambe vachichengetedza utano hwavo usamirire kuti unge uchibatira chirwere uzorapwa muchirongwa chedu sezvandataura pakutanga sezvo tadongorera pakisimusi kudai ndichapa mukana madzimai kuti vange vachitaurawo vachikwazisa hama neshamwari sezvo iri kisimusi kudai okwamanje esenza kwenza ikuti nyinenge ituva omama njengoba kuluhlelo lwabesifazane kunjenje njalo sesisondeleye sesilunguze kukhisimusi ikhisimusi ilanga lekhisimusi likhona kusasa asizweni ke ukuthi omama bona ikhisimusi yalo nyaka bayibona njani
ngiyalithanda ilanga elihle ilanga elikhulu kangaka ngithi lilanga labomama namuhla so ngiyalibingelela lonke bomama ngibingelela lobomama baserevelation Church of God ngithi ilanga elikhulu kangaka bomama ilanga elihle mina igama lami ngingusindiso mpofu ngibingelela isizwe sonke omama omama abaqakathekile omama abaqakathekile yikho ngiyababingelela kakhulu ilanga elikhulu kangaka bobaba liphathe kahle bomama omama abaqakathekile lwani bomama liphathe kahle obaba ye ngibingelela konke ekhaya ejombe khona le esigabeni semavule esenjuti erunyararo emathanjathini esilobela nalapha kobulawayo bonke nje womama ajikelele ngithila ngelikhulu kangaka sihlangabezana lekhisimisi ngithi injani khona ngapho liphekani bakithi hayi thina siyapheka ngekhisimisi emfushwa yiwe siyabe siwupheka yiwe siwujayeleyo sesidiniwe ngalokho okumnandi lokhu ye hayi siyabonga kakhulu u-2020 lowu siyawuvala singena u-2021 ubana nanilingene lingomama abahle liziphathe mama liziphathe konke labantwana ligcine kahle obaba obaba yisi siqokoqela obaba abayibo abamele umuzi siyalithanda obaba singomama silibingelela siyabona
nintinaitwa Mike Linkenberg ndinoti rufaro kwamuri mese ta nguva ino yeChristmas ndinongoda kukwazisa hama dzangu dzose vari muno muZimbabwe vakatekeshera neZimbabwe yese nevari kunze kwenyika ndichiti kwamuri stay safe nyika ina kumira zvakanaka garai kudzimba dzenyu mubike mabhodho enyu mufare nemhuri dzenyu if there was ever a time yamunoda kuita izvozvi it's now ngatiregei kungofamba vanhu vari kupedzisira vane misodzi pamatama ndatenda hangu
okuqala ngithanda ukubonga unkulunkulu onguye ongigcinileyo kanye lemoli yami ngaphepha kulolu bhubhane olukhona ngisithi ngiyabonga kakhulu ngiphinde futhi ngifisele u-2021 impilo ende kuphumelela lanxa nje siphakathi kwalolu ubhubhane siphinde ngiphinde ngibonge futhi uNkulunkulu osinike amanzi ayiyo kade sikhathaza kakhulu engilethemba ukuthi kuza kuba ngcono kusukusela kathesi siyangena ku-2021
makadi yenyu inini ndinodzeze umwanza ndinogara kuHarare kuZimbabwe ndinoda kumoresa sister yangu Trish ndomoresa husband yake Tinashe naJoel vari kuUK nedzimwe hama dziri muno muZimbabwe nongoti Merry Christmas vaine Christmas yakanaka isusu hatina zvedu zvatiri kuita zvakawanda for Christmas nenyaya yeCovid tinenge tingori kumba, tongoita brai, tongogara edu kumba. Nongoti kwa muri koko, stay safe.
Okomanje ke wothi sikhulume njalo labanye omama abesitshela ukubana bona ke umnyaka ka-2020 bawubone enjani njengobana akade sihlaselwe lubhubhane lolu olwe-COVID-19. Regaiko zvino izvi ndipe mukana mamwe madzimai kuti vange vachititsanangurira kuti 2020 uyu vakamuona sei.
From London. But I can't see ngobulawayo ngoba 2020 lo. So we let him pass zami, ngibuthenda into zami zonke ukuthi sengilubhekisa ekhaya. Kodwa ungafika lapha ekhaya ukuzama ukulungisa into zakhona. Returning resident, ama challenges akhona. Kodwa khona ngilokhe ngisalwa lakho. Ngoba ngale London ibe nzima kimi. I was bereaved and then I thought, let me go back home. Home is home. The weather is nice, it's raining, but, you know, so I could tell and you just be in Ekaya and try and do whatever we can do. Ekaya konap. So that's my plan.
Maybe it's a learning, sadness, kiduna, beauty. Umnyaka lo bunzima kakhulu ngoba izifiso zami zonke kade ngifuna zifezakale azifezakalanga. Kade ngifisa ukuthi abana ngiyathola nje ngisebenze ezandla ukuthi ngizincedise ngawo nondle abantu abami as a single mother. Abantu abami ngihlala labo, owami uyi-one laba kadadewethu engihlala labo. Even labo abakhona le ngaphandle kwelizwe kunzima kibo ngoba i-corona le ivale into ezinye.
Mina empilweni bengizisebenza bengithunga umsebenzi wami wezandla wokuthunga. So bengithunga, thungela mama, ngithunga amayinkomo abantwana besikolo, ngithungela nabantu nje abamachurchi bama-church adivalwe. So izikolo zavalwa, so kade kungela business yokuthunga. Okunye ade ngifisa nje ukuthi ngivule umsika wami ukuthi ngithengise ngoda izinto zami ngithengise. Manje konke kube nzima umnyaka usuze waphela. Asikwazi le Christmas yangikhona ukuthi sizayidlala njani kunzima kangaka. Umnyaka ozayo ngokufisa kwami bengikhangelela ukuthi ma ngingathola imali yestathi ngode into zokuthengisa, ngithengise, ngitholele imali yokuthi ngithenge amalembu ukuthi ngithunge into zokuthengisa, ngithengise. Uthi umnyaka ukuthi uqalisa lami ngiqalise lawo engxenye kungaphile kangcono.
Sinike yomoya, ngihlezi lo Antwana.
Uhamani?
Awunamala, lonyaka indlala zonke. Kunzima sibili.
Wena-ke uzophila ngani manje?
Lapho ikhoya kusingazi khona uzophila ngani ngoba kunzima sibili. Phakathi sihlezi.
Umntwana wakho?
Ngowami.
Uyise umntwana wakho?
Ungiphi.
Uyamsupporta wona?
Na, ngikasupporta.
Sure.
Umntwana ndicunela ngani? Khalela ukuthi lami ngithole umsebenzi ngicela umntana wami. Njengoba ngokuthengisa.
Thengisa?
Awesitolo. Wesley Market. Abantwana nde 2.
Mina ngubevali Mpofu, ngumbalisi. Umnyaka ka-2020 ubungekho muhle. Sikhangelele kwezemali lapha, imali esiyiholayo ayiseneli kuhle. Lazi lezikolo ngala abantwana babuya belambile. Akukuhle vele ngathi le khisimusi yalo nyaka vele asuze siyikholise ngoba heyi kunzima. La mafizi abantwana this and that, hayi. Hayi akukuhle sibili. Unyaka ka-2021 uzaba nzima kithi kakhulu, especially ababalisi ngoba abantwana bethu abafundanga lutho last year. So ukuthi size sikwanise ukuthi sibayenze ukuthi ba-grabe amanye ama-concept kuzaba nzima. So 2021 lo uzaba ngunyaka onzima futhi kakhulu kithi.
Mina ngu-Mrs. Emily Sander, ngihlala lapha koBulawayo here in Zimbabwe. Year 2020 has been a very difficult year for almost everyone, and kakhulu business people, and for us women as well, because as you are aware, women now are always up and about trying to fend for their families. So bekunzima sibili ukuthi ever since March kuze kube le lockdown, ama businesses amaningi avala. That meant ukuthi sonke nibethe sihlezi ngkhaya. Bekungekho lula shu ukuthi siphile, ngoba sonke siphila ngokuba lokhu esigijigijima sizama ukubona ukuthi singatholani phande ngakho. So isikhathi sonke lesi bese sisije kakhulu, and kuze kube lakathesi khathesi sesiya ku-festive season, abantwana labo babekhangelela ukuthi abazali labo bazenze okunye okukhanyayo, akulalutho. La mafees wona la afunekayo January kathesi isikolo ziyabe sezivulwa, asilalutho. So konke lokhu vele kube nzima kakhulu. So kuhlangane lo mkhuhlane nalowo COVID, abaningi bayagula, abanye abakwanisi ukuthi bahambe kuma-test wona lawo lawe COVID, abaningi abakhwanisi even ukuthi bathenge imithi ngoba iyadura. So impilo naleyi inzima kakhulu kithi sonke, kakhulu omama, ngoba ithi esitshona silabantwana, ithi esitshona sikhangela imuli. So sikhangelana lakho kakhulu konke la ma-stress abo baba wona lawo ayithi esiwathwalayo futhi, ngoba ngoba nxa esele stress sokunzima nkaya khonaphana, so sokumele sibone ukuthi siyabhalansa konke.
Mina ngimuzandile Dube, ngihlala lapha eGwabalanda, ngiphila ngokuthengisa, and isimo sesisibi kimi ngoba bemphila ngokuemexina. I-corona yeyi yasitshayelela phansi, manje sokunzima empilweni, ngiyabhatala irenti ukuthi ngidle. Njengekhristimasi yalo nyaka inzima, akulakudla, akulampahla, i-business ayiyenzi vela, kula business ehambayo. Angangiyenzile, sahlukana nabantwana bayi-2.
So ngobagcinile?
Hayi, bakubaba.
Okay, so wathatha abantwana?
Ubaba.
Selo munye unkosikazi? Okay, so wena ngathi somele uzigcinile?
Somele ngizigcine, sengisehluleka lakho ukuzigcina kwangikhona ngendaba ye-lockdown.
Lapho uthengisana?
Amajumbo, maelo, lama-sweets.
Ikhisimusi yakukhalela ukwenzani?
Hayi, ikhisimusi lami bengikhangelela ukuthi lami ngidle 7 colors. Manje hheyi, akunzima. Nathi amadrinki lami ke ngiphuza utshwala nje. Ngeke nginathe, ngikholise nje.
Uthini ebantwini abangani bakho bafisele ikhisimusi baqamba amabe zibabingelele?
Whisper, uDube, lona manko, le muli yangithe yakoDube entaba zivuna. Ngifisele ukuhle labantu abamkhona ngalo snippet lo smaller emberengo, abafisele okuhle. Ngithi uNkulunkulu kabenzele okuhle, bangene umnyaka omutsha kuhle ngele njabulo.
Ye, lawo-ke ngabanye babomama abakhulunywe labo yintatheli izindaba yethu iye-Studio 7 u-Ezra Jesus Banda ngoBulawayo, babekele ithuba lokubingelela izihlobo labangane, njalo bachasisa ukubana wona umnyaka ka-2020 ububaphethe njani. Okwamanje-ke wothi ngichaphele ngale siyekhuluma ngokwenzelwe abesifazane abaphila ngokuthengisa, abesifazane bakuBulawayo abaphila ngokuthengisa, abalungiselwe izambuzi emkambo lapho abasebenzela khona, ngoba sekubonakale ukubana akula zambuzi ezihlanzekileyo abangazisebenzisa besebenza khona lapho emkambo. Njalo kulilungelo labo abesifazane ukuthi batholiswe ithuba elihle elingaka lokuthi basebenzise izambuzi ezihlanzekileyo. Abenhlanganiso yabaphila ngokuthengisa yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association bamanyane labenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abomama e-Women Institute for Leadership Development, i-WILD, abathi bona bakubone kufanele kubana babe lomlando wokutholisa omama indawo ezihlanzekileyo ezokusebenzisa. Bethi ukuswelakala kwezambuzi kuyahlukuluza umuntu wonke, ikakhulu ongumama. Njalo kumaviki edlileyo kulomama owatshaywa igetsi wabhubha ezama ukuzinceda emkotweni ngoba kungela sambuzi ebeseduzane. So ngakho-ke abe-WILD bemanyene labenhlanganiso yabaphila ngokuthengisa bakubona kufanele ukuthi benze njalo. Ngakho-ke umunisipali wakoBulawayo yena-ke uthi ulezambuzi ezithile ezingaphose zifike likhulu kodwa ezidlula kodwa zivaliwe ingxenye yazo ngoba abantu bezisebenzisa ubuchapa. Ngakho ke lezi eza esezihlanziwe eza esezakhiwe kakutsha na bazipenda lokuhlanzeka phakathi bakhela futhi le ndawo yokutshintshela abantwana izishubo indaba indawo eziqondileyo zokulahla ingcikeza njalo zapendwa kakutsha lezi zambuzi. Ngakho ke uZulu ukuthazwa ukubana aphathe kuhle izambuzi lezi lokuthindi nje kungabe lokuchapha bokulahlela ingcikeza ndawana yonke ngoba kungela muntu ozabuya ezogezisa lezo zambuzi kumbe ukuzithanyela. Asizweni ke emkhosini wokunikezwa kwezambuzi lezi okusemthethweni kukhansili yakoBulawayo.
Health Services Dr. Iswanga, the Acting Director of Housing and Community Services, Mrs. Tikuma. The Director of Health Services Dr. Iswanga, the Acting Director of Housing and Community Services, Mrs. Tikuma. The Director of the Women's Institute for Leadership Development, Ms. S. Kumalo and staff. The Director of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, Mr. M. Diweni and staff. Senior Council officials here present, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me pleasure to stand before you today for the handover of refurbished ladies' toilet by the Women's Institute for Leadership Development and the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. The city of Bulawayo is proud of this partnership as it is focused on ensuring that women who operate around this area have toilets that are in habitable condition. We are grateful that WILD and BVTA are committed to improving the state of these public toilets to WILD plus standards. The past year has been a learning curve for the city of Bulawayo on how we should improve the standards for public amenities so that they are indeed fit for the city of Kings and also help prevent the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. The present renovation involved the changing on the floor from cement to ceramic tiles, adding of sanitary kit for disposing sanitary pads, addition of a nappy changing counter for women with children.
Agenda yethu siyenza njengenhlanganiso inclusive city planning and designing esizama khona ukuthi sixhasane nama-local authorities to try and improve infrastructure that is used by our vendors and our informal traders. So this is an opportunity. This is just the beginning of the work that we want to do as an organization. What we have done also, Makumale, which we have designed, I'm not designing this right now, but we're trying to sell to council.
Njengomsebenzi wethu organizations that are based lapha koBulawayo asebenza ke lama vendors, so siboneke kuqakathekile ukuthi silungisise ke indawo leyi ukwenzela ukuthi omama abayiba ababambekileyo emsebenzini we trading ku area le njengoba siyikhangele kube lula kibo ukuthi basebenzise ke ama facilities lawa bangabhodabhodi bese indawo zokusebenzisa. And njalo zathi singena phakathi sizabona ke ukuthi silungisile, njalo sayenza ukuthi kube le ndawo lapho mama abakwanisa khona ukutshintshela ama-napkin abantwana. So siyathemba ukuthi i-facility leyi izathathwa over ke i-council and imake sure ukuthi khona iyagcinekala kuhle, imaintaine kuhle, ikline njalo. And siyathemba ukuthi omama abazayisebenzisa bayisebenzise kube ngomama kuphela, obaba bengangeni phakathi, but kube yi-safe space for women that are trading in this area. Otherwise, siyalibonga kakhulu for coming ukuthi libe part of this event lapho siyihenda over ke i-facility sesiyirenovethile phakathi sayipenda.
Laba ke bebengebe inhlanganiso eye Vendors Association yabaphila ngokuthengisa nganye lo councillor wakubulawayo ukancillor Robini nganye ke lo nkosikazi Samkhumalo owehlanganiso ye Wild nalabo ke ngabakhele abaphila ngokuthengisa abesifazane abemkambo izambuzi ezihlanzekileyo zokusebenzisa lapho kube khona lapho okukutshintshela khona izithubo ebantwaneni. Aba banga bari madzimai esangano re Women Institute Women Institute for Leadership Development World vakabatana nevebulawayo Vendors and Traders Association kuti vange vachivakira madzimai embulawayo vanorarama nekutengetengesa zvinhu pamusika kuti vavewo nezvimbudzi zvakanaka uye zvakachena apo vakatovo vapendera mukati vakavaisira nenzvimbo yekunge vachichinjira manapukeni vana vavo apa vanenge vari kushanda zvinhu zvinotendeka zvikuru. Pamaminitsi asaraya tiregai tidzokere kune mamwe madzimai achipawo achikwazisawo hama neshamwari muchirongwa chedu chanhasi apo tinoti ngatikurukurei madzimai asi ihluzeni bomama is the women's round table giving an opportunity to the other women in Zimbabwe to be able to say their greetings, their Christmas greetings, as well as just give them a platform to say out what they were experiencing throughout 2020. It has been such a challenging year for all of us the world over.
Zonke indawo lapho engabe likhona. Mina ibizo lami nguSoneni Ndlovu. Ngihlala eCountry Park. Ngibingelela omama bonke labo baba bagcinileyo. Niti happy happy Merry Christmas zonke indawo lapho ngabe lezikhona hayi thina lapho esikhona sibhizi sizama zama ukudobhisa lokhu lalokhu yana sizama ukuthi sisebenzele izimuli zethu so ngibingelela ngibonga nje lele lilanga lalamhlanje ngibingelela lo wonke omama usongana nomama sonke singavukani sisebenzeni singalindini ukuthi obaba yibo abazabe lokho besikhuthaza besikhuthaza besiphathela lokhu lalokhu kodwa lawo bengumama ofunda ukuzenzela ofunda ukuzibambela ngizobingelela ibandla lami le the National Faith Apostolic Mission of Holy Ghost wonke amagumama nomhlaba ngiyalibingelela mina ngisebenza lapha emarket lapha enisebenzela khona ngithengisa igrosari abafuna igrosari yeChristmas fika nini phela lingene emarketplace shop number 65C ndizongithola ngikhona lapho. Yabo.
Ndetwawo fungai marasa muka. Ndiri kuHarare Zimbabwe. Tudongo kwaziso vana vamai vangu vari ku UK. Faris Madok na Richard. Na mwana wangu Tania Ruvarashi. Ne shamwari sister yangu anonzi Nancy. Ne shamwari yangu anonzi Juliet Tsuru ari ku Austria. Ndoda kungovati vaine Christmas yakanaka kunyangwe zvinyu muri mu lockdown. Muno muZimbabwe ndoda kumoresa mufudzi womweya wangu Apostle E Madobani nemhuri yavo nevana vese veThe Revelation Church of Jesus Christ nana tete vangu madzikoma angu mabrothers angu ndoti naiyayo akwana.
Ngizathanda ukusisela abantu bonke isihlobo zethu endaweni ezithileyo ukuthi babe lekhisimusi enhle badlale kuhle umnyaka omutsha baqaphele konke okuyabe kusenzakala ikakhulu nxa sikhangela okwe-COVID ukuthi balandele imithetho yonke ye-COVID bengaphonde ukugcwala yonke indawo lapho ungaphongelwanga khona bamentene ama-numbers abaphiwe nguhulumende ukuthi kumele benze njani. Lalabo abangabuyanga abangafinyelelanga ngezizathu ezishiyeneyo siyalikhumbula silifisela ikhisimusi enhle nomnyaka omuhle siyazi ukuthi 2020 bekungumnyaka onzima kodwa ilanga kumele silicelebrate sonke ngoba silicelebrate inyanga yonke kungakhethekeli ukuthi kuhamba kanjani kungakhethekeli ukuthi ulani kodwa kuqakathekileyo ukuthi sijabule sibaningi njalo sikhumbula ukuthi khona khona kulomkhuhlane omunye omubi omamemetheka masinyane very fast so okuqakathekileyo ukuthi sinanzelele konke esabe sikwenza silandele le mthetho kahulumende ukuthi sizame ukwehlisa amathuba okuthi umkhuhlane lowo memetheke libe losuku oluhle libe lekhisimusi enhle lithokoze lezimuli zenu lapha elikhona
Ngifisela ukuhle asifundeni ubonga inkosi ukuthi isigcinile towards 2020 noma bekule COVID but isigcinile simbonge isikhumbulo uthando lwakhe kukho konke siyabonga lani ngifisela ukuhle konke nabangani bami bonke abengiphathisa noma kunzima empilweni yami ngifisela ukuhle Mama ngiyakuthanda babami ibobude bami hlobo zami bonke I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Inonzi maiso ndakukwazisa umkhuma wangu anonzi Chinai and Nighty Nashi nasikuru vangu Tawanda vari kuBotswana namai vangu vari kuChifu.
Ngithanda ukuthatha leli thuba lokubonga abanye bonke abangene kulolu hlelo namhlanje bebulisa izihlobo labangani njalo besitshela ukuthi umnyaka lo ubumi njani labonga omama bakhulunywe labo yintathele zindaba yethu uEzra Jesus Panda pamange muchinzwa madzimba yapo angashitaura achikwazisa hama neshamwari vachitaurawo zvekare nekuti gore rino ra 2020 ranga rakaoma sei ndinotenda zvikuru mutori wedu wenhau Kiri Mudzamiri ataura nemadzimai aya vapinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi tatarisana nekisimusi kudai mova nekisimusi yakanaka inotapira yakakomborerwa nyange zvazvo zvanga zvakaoma kudii asi ngatitendei nyadenga kuti vatisvitsa nhasi toti Ebenezer ndithanda kuthatha leli thuba lokulibonga lonke elenelise ukungena kulolu hlelo elithethwe amazwi enu nguEzra Jesus Panda abanye njalo abathathwa amazwi nguKiri Mudzamiri hayi siyalibonga ngempela ndithande futhi ukubonga uNosisa Do inthathele izindaba eyisizalwane seZimbabwe sake sasebenza sonke sibile eZBC kodwa ke kathesi usesebenzela emsakazweni oseGhana yikho ke uhlezi khona ngale njalo ngimbonga ngokuthi ukhululekile ukuthi asitshele ngokwamehlelayo lapho ehlaselwe yicoronavirus ndoda kutora mukana uno wokutenda madzimai ese apinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi asi kunyanya Nosisa Do anova mutori wenhau anova chizvarwa zvekare chekuZimbabwe uyo akashanda tese kuZBC asi iko zvinezvi ave kushandira kune venyuro iri kuGhana. I'd like to say thank you to Nosisa Do for opening up about her experience as she is a COVID-19 recovery. Nguva dzedu ndodzadyikana tingadai taraenderera mberi tichiri pamwe chete asi kwanhasi tomirira pano ngatisanganei zvekare svondo rinouya ndipraxitis Jeremiah asihlanganeni ngevhiki elizayo kuhlelo lwethu asiyihlizeni bomama khisimusi enhle engilifisela yona unkulunkulu angasakali buzise yebo kube kunzima ngo-2020 kodwa ke asibongenini usomandla ngoba kube kunzima kodwa ke usifikisile lamhlanje sasisayibona ikhisimusi ka-2020 libe lelanga elihle.